In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Romaran, and Emil Nate checking in with some AEW talk. We've got a big pay-per-view over the weekend. It is Revolution, AEW's first PPV for 2024. It's also Sting's last match ever. He will be retiring at the ripe old age of 64, going on 65. So congratulations to Sting on a hell of a run, hell of a career. And if you want to get our thoughts and our predictions on how this card is going to go, then this is the show, the episode to do it for. It's our predictions for AEW Revolution right here on the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
All right, let's go talk about AEW Revolution. Are you guys hyped for this, aside from, like, you know, it being Sting's last match or it being the first big pay-per-view of 2024 for AEW? Is there actual hype for Revolution for you guys?
The thing about that is that Niedemann saying he's hype worthy enough, but there are two things I think that get in the way. And one is because WWE has been so hot, especially with The Rock. So when you have that, talagang wala kang gagawin. You just have to keep doing your own thing. But two, and it goes back again to what we were saying about Tony Khan, is that hanggang ngayon, di pa rin niya naayos yung storytelling niya heading into his pay-per-view. So he's juggling a whole bunch of things. Like, there is some storytelling that pertains to the pay-per-view, but there's also some other things that he has to juggle, like the CMLL partnership na is randomly appearing every week, na walang real focus on anything going on. There's no singular focus on it. So if AEW is the only thing you watch, then yes, you're probably hyped. But if you're watching everything, and this is not a knock on AEW, the discourse, so much of the discourse is really focused on WWE through no fault of AEW or other promotions. Even Impact has a good share of the discourse now, diba? Kasi ang dami nilang binibring in na big name talent, relatively big name. So I'm not saying that I'm not excited. It's just that I wouldn't blame you if you were also pretty excited for WrestleMania and Elimination Chamber in these times.
Ikaw, Emil, hype ka ba for Revolution?
Yeah, I think I'm quite hype a bit. I will agree with what Rose said. If you have been following everything, there might be a chance you're not as hype coming into Revolution, because it's not even their fault. It's everything,
yeah,
everything else. Because of course you only have what, 24 hours a day to catch everything, 7 days a week.
Kalaban pa nila Eras Tour.
Oh, pala, no? So your attention is all on these different things. So baka in a way, nakaligtaan mo na, oh, there's there's a Revolution pay-per-view in a few weeks. So, and you know, TK, again, also agreeing with the storytelling, still is pretty random at times. And like we said, AEW is at its best when it's like a super an indie supercard, and that doesn't bode well for your pay-per-views, which needs some really good storytelling for people to buy in. So, but I'm pretty hyped because this we're gonna run down through the matches, and I went down earlier when I was going through the matches, I could see myself being hyped on a couple of matches here and there.
Emil, did you just say that you're pretty high or you're pretty hyped?
Hype, sorry. I just woke up. That's the thing. Sorry, I just woke up.
Hi.
Hindi kita judge, ha? Hindi naman kita papahuli or whatever.
I don't do that stuff.
All right, let's start with the All-Star Scramble match. So this originally was supposed to be the Meat Madness match, but instead we get an All-Star 8-man scramble. So the three guys in Meat Madness are here: Hobbs, Lance Archer, Wardlow, and then they're joined by Chris Jericho, Hook, and Brian Cage. Tapos meron pang dalawang qualifying matches. You've got Magnus of CMLL, not Magnus Nick Aldis for obvious reasons, versus Matt Sydal on Rampage. And then for Collision, I'm assuming, you've got Penta versus Dante Martin versus Brian Keith. And the winner gets a future title match for the AEW World Championship. So I don't know or understand ano yung criteria for all of these guys to be selected, for someone like Magnus, who's not even in the company, to be, to receive a qualifying match. I thought there were rankings. So, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this and who you think will be a future number one contender for the AEW World Championship.
People are saying it's Wardlow, but I think it's too early for Wardlow to go after the championship kasi injured pa si Adam Cole. Eh. Story with Wardlow and his story with the World Championship involves Adam Cole. And if Adam Cole isn't healthy, then you know he's still stuck in purgatory.
No, that's what Adam Cole said. Because he's injured, he needs Wardlow to win the championship for him para mabigay na sa kanya yung championship. Yun yung entire point of the Wardlow thing. That's why Wardlow cut a promo last week about how he wanted to win the championship already. And actually, that was pretty weird kasi bigla siyang nag-reklamo about not getting that opportunity, which was super kind of off character, especially with what they were doing with the Undisputed Kingdom. Which is why yun yung sagot ko, because he cut that promo and now he's looking like a sad boy here. The whole Undisputed Kingdom thing kind of got stuck because yun nga, nag-reveal sila, Devil, and then Adam Cole can't really do much, and then Wardlow kind of doesn't do much then because the World Championship scene is him, is Samoa Joe, Hangman, and Swerve, diba? So if you're going to set that up, then I would give it to him already, diba? It's something for him to do, and you know, it. Yung Undisputed Kingdom story can't just be Roderick Strong chasing after the international championship.
Ikaw, Emil, your pick.
It's really hard for me. You know what? I go with Wardlow, even though I said it's way too early. Maybe have him win this match and then have a program with Joe here for like good 2 to 3 months.
All right. Next up, we've got a tag team match between FTR and the Blackpool Combat Club. So, yung pinaka story dito is Mox cut a promo saying na everybody needs to step up and get stepped on. So, basically like an open challenge to any other badass in the company. Ang question ko lang dito is, I thought the BCC were going after CMLL. What happened there? I was trying to follow that thread and I have no idea what happened there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about the CMLL thing. It's very random. Ang di ko rin gets kasi yung parameters of what the CMLL partnership really is. Like, they did the thing for 3 weeks or so and then they bounced, or most of them bounced. Tapos, konti na lang yung natira. Yung mga dregs na natira. So, they transitioned it to FTR kasi, you know, after they beat sina Hechicero, Mox challenged, you know, more people, and then FTR accepted a challenge. They did that. Dax accepted his challenge, right? And then it turned into a full feud with FTR. So that's how they transitioned into it. So gets the man. There is an underlying thread that kind of gets there. But it's tough because Tony Khan was trying to book like 3 months worth of stories heading into Revolution. Tapos sa Revolution ng nila na, or you know, the past 3 or so weeks ng nila na naplakado yung ano, yung gagawin nila for Revolution. So this is what happened here. I'm kind of over FTR right now because they aren't really doing much other than, you know, showcasing themselves on Collision and then now on Dynamite again. So I think I would just give this to BCC because I'm a BCC guy.
Well, here's my thing about this. I don't want this match to be 20 minutes long. I'm sorry na ngayon ko lang siya nakita. Like last
Hold up. Oh. Are you going to rant and then apologize again, Emil?
No, I'm sorry for not seeing it until now.
Okay, good. That's what he's sorry about.
I am sick and tired of these 20-minute, 25-minute FDR masturbatory matches.
Oh, no. He's using my language.
I got it from you. There was a glass-breaking moment when I asked the Discord if it's a valid criticism that their matches go on 20 minutes every freaking week.
Oh, you make it valid. You make it valid now. Go make it valid.
Parang ano na sila, they're just going through the motions, and they're going through the motions every week for 20-plus minutes. And at first, it was fine. When Collision was first created, I did say I love the FTR versus Bullet Club Gold matches. Those were fine. And then they started doing it every single week up until the point that I started writing reviews for Collision and I got sick of it. I got sick of them always main eventing, always 20 minutes. And you know, they're not the most of the time, which I'm okay with, but God. If they can do like 5 minute sprints. I want to see them do 5 minute sprints rather than 20 minutes. Kasi nakasawa din talaga siya. Like, kahit gaano pa sila kagaling, if you're doing it every week without any, parang walang direction na pupuntahan, it can get tiring to watch.
Teka lang, Emil. Ito, here's a valid comment from Anton in the chat. Sabi niya, why would I order a pay-per-view just to get a 10-minute match between two of the best teams in AEW? I think that's a valid counter-argument.
That's a very valid counterpoint. That's just my personal opinion. I'm just tired of FTR.
So what's the answer? What's your answer to that? I want to hear. Because I have an answer for it. I want to see. I want to hear yours.
Oh, I don't have an answer for this. Come on, you guys. Oh. I don't have an answer for this. So, it's okay.
Okay, so the thing about the let me qualify kasi the masturbatory comment. As a wrestler kasi, when we're in the ring, as long as our energy permits us, we kind of love being in there for as long as we can. Kasi it's exhilarating. The experience is exhilarating. That's why they're able to do this, you know. Guys like FDR, guys like Bryan Danielson as well. Even my guy, Bryan Danielson, is not immune to these things as well. Masaya siya. It's fun to fight. It's fun to wrestle in there. That's why some people train to go that long. And, you know, I know some people here in the local scene who really, really love going long. They, you know, sometimes kahit pagod na yung crowd, they will want to go long. Kasi it's fun for them. It's really fun. I will not deny that. It really is fun to be in the ring as much as you can. As long as you're happy in there, as long as you're not, you know, you're not scared the fuck out of your mind, out of your heart. It's really, really fun. But that's why we are also taught to work within limits. That's why pag TV, okay, may oras ka. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-overtime kasi kung na-overtime ka, lahat ng tao affected. Apektado sila, babawasan yung oras nila, and it goes to show that you're also kind of inconsiderate. That's why, yes, they're given 20 minutes every week on Collision because it's their show, and then it rates well. People like that stuff. I'm not denying that it's not good. I mean, it's not bad. It's really good stuff. But you know, sometimes it does get tiring. Sometimes the 10-minute match is also refreshing. Just because a match is not 20 minutes doesn't mean it's not good, guys. Match length is not a determinant of what makes a match good. I can tell just as good a story in 10 minutes than most can do in 20 minutes. The person I said who could work 20 or so minutes, some of that stuff is boring. Like, he couldn't pull it off. Pero gustong-gusto niya kasi gustong-gusto niya nasa ring siya. Gustong-gusto niya nag-wrestling siya. Pakitaan ng technical prowess, di ba? So, that's his thing. But it doesn't always translate, guys. So, you know, that's why That's why I call it masturbatory, because it's not always working for the other person who is either you're in the ring with or is watching you. Sometimes it's really only just working for you. And that's the problem with some of these things, diba? So that's why Emil and I have been kind of down on this for FTR. It's not because it's not good, but because sometimes I also wanted to see the other people on Collision get more time. Like, I wanted to see another women's match. That's half of that FTR main event could have been cut for another women's match, which could have been a rep for them or someone else who needed the time. So I think in terms of the big picture, the industry thing. Anton, you can do a work rate match in 10 to 12 minutes. That's just as fine. 10 minutes is longer than you would think, all things considered. People like to think that it seems short on paper, but watching the whole thing, that's like what? Almost two segments on TV. That's not a short duration.
I think the easier counterpoint, like from a fan's perspective, is why would I order a pay-per-view just to get a 10-minute match between two of the best teams in AEW? That's why you don't do 20-minute matches every week on TV. Yes. Save that stuff for the pay-per-view. Yon. That's how you make the pay-per-view special.
God.
Yon. Yeah. So yon, yon lang.
One last thing. The two of the best matches, two of the best teams in the company, in the industry, they can make that 10 minutes really good.
Exactly. If they're as good as they say they are, they can make 10 minutes. They can do some magic in 10 minutes. That's what I'm saying with FTR. They
puno-puno rin ang work rate yung 10 minutes.
Oh, they're so talented as a team that I think they can do a 10-minute match and still be as good, if not better, than going 20 minutes. That's the thing for me.
Let's move on to the next match. Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston for the Continental Crown Championship. And then I think yung stip is win or lose, Bryan has to shake Eddie Kingston's hand.
Oh, man. I love this feud. I love this feud for what it is. Like, Nigel shit-talking to Bryan every week on commentary and Collision. And then Bryan shit-talking to Eddie Kingston. I love this feud. Looking forward to this match. I think Eddie wins. At this point, Bryan can lose and still be credible. So I'm going with Eddie.
Let's do wrestling logic here. Danielson made him tap out. I made him pass out kanina on Dynamite, so Kingston wins. I think TK naman has a good grasp, and I think he understands that he has something here with the King. Alam niyang he's hot right now. And I think Danielson also knows that Kingston is hot right now. He's really just facilitating this reign. His entire player-hating act is to help Kingston get even more over. So I'm putting my money on Eddie Kingston.
Yeah, this is the second Kingston that Bryan will be putting over on a big show.
in the first half of the year.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to go for a three-peat, we better call Sean. All right, next up, TNT Championship. It is everyone's favorite father, Christian Cage, defending against Daniel Garcia. So, dapat si Adam Copeland, but Cope is injured or unable to be part of Revolution. So, Daniel Garcia got magically slotted in here kasi siya yung nakalaban ni Copeland in the no contest.
Sayang. Could have been a great... Could have been a really good final moment between the two childhood friends, but I don't know. My heart says Daniel Garcia needs to be compensated for his great performance noong C2 Continental Classic, but I feel like Christian needs to save himself for Adam Copeland. But then again, you don't need Adam Copeland. You don't need the championship to really enough. To close that chapter, I guess. So I want to see something different. I think Christian Cage has fully served the TNT Championship. So let's put, let's shake things up and give it to DG.
Ito ha, did...
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did Adam Copeland said at some point, said he's going after Christian or he's going after the TNT title?
I think like he wants to go after the title both? To get to Christian. Kasi that's what Christian values the most right now, yung championship.
Also, I will have Christian retain the title. Kasi okay. Again, the end game here is Adam versus Christian for the TNT title. If he's only going after Christian, then yeah, I don't mind giving the title to get Daniel Garcia and have him have a great run with the title. Pero you have to finish that story first before, I guess, moving the title to another person.
Tapos October pa pala balik ni Kopo.
Oh my God.
Naging Gunther na rin si Christian Cage.
Kaya nga bigay mo na lang kay DJ. Diba? I mean, he deserves it. The guy proved that he's a good face.
Yeah. He has. All right. Another match we've got on the card is Will Ospreay versus Konosuke Takeshita.
Oh.
So Will Ospreay made his debut on Dynamite earlier as a full-time member of the roster. And then this is being billed as a match within the family, the Don Callis family. So I think the only question here is how will Ospreay get screwed by Takeshita and the Don Callis family? Diba? Because like all signs are pointing towards the turn.
Yeah, in fairness, na-align na nila yung, yung perception ni Ospreay sa New Japan to the US, right? So that's pretty good. At least they finally pivoted that. I don't know. I'm sure the screwdriver will come into play here. it's tough. I don't want any of these guys to lose. But, you know, gun to my head, passion naman na though. I'd rather give it to Big Take.
So you're gonna have Ospreay lose his first major?
Yes, fuck that. He's already over. Yeah, why not? He's already over. Dude, I said I didn't want either of these guys to lose. I mean, it's Ospreay's first match in the as a full-time All Elite, right? But it's not like it's his first ever match as in AEW. So I'm fine with him losing.
Oh, ano man? Kilala na siya.
Yeah. I need Big Take to take this.
You know, I'm going with Ospreay just for the reason that it's his first go as a member of the AEW roster.
Sure. Again, manalo nga si Ospreay tapos maburat sina Takeshita and Don Callis and they beat his ass afterward.
Aussie Open will return and save Ospreay.
Pwede. Is Mark Davis still injured?
Pwede, si Kyle Fletcher nasa family, eh, no ba?
No, like, you know, I just want United Empire to be a
thing. Kiking Solomon mo rin si Kyle Fletcher? Are we gonna have to call Rowan back?
No, I think Mark Davis is still injured. Ayun, yeah,
again,
I pose the question, is Okada coming back here? Coming in here pala, rather.
Tapos
why, bro? Wala naman silang nick ni Ospreay.
Meron.
Wala siyang link kay Ospreay. Wala siyang link kay Don Callis.
He and Ospreay are connected from, ano?
Chaos.
From, I mean, yeah, they had a rivalry. Yeah, sure. Yeah, but
that's
not like...
link. It's a link.
I guess. I did not think about that, to be fair. So.
Yeah. I think they had the respect exchange in one of their last matches.
All right.
Yeah. Oh no, but Glendale here made a great point. Kyle Fletcher's in the family kasi nirecommission ni Osprey. Fletcher's in the family. So
he's aligned with
Osprey. He's more aligned with Osprey than he is with Callis. So
hindi, masaya siya na pure champion siya. Ikiking Solomon siya. All right, we're going to take a quick break and cut our predictions episode in half here. When we come back, we'll talk about the other four matches here for AEW Revolution. But first, a word from our other podcasts on the Pod Network.
Hi, guys. We are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop, 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 eavesdrop.
Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
Glendale has a question here. Sorry. Why overshadow Ospreay's pay-per-view match as, you know, as the official full-time member of the AEW roster? Because it's not his first time, guys. He's been here before. It's not really that big of a deal. He's just in here finally. But we've seen him in the biggest pay-per-view we've ever had. So it's not new.
He was at All In. He was on Forbidden Door. But there's a reason why we said na Ospreay and Okada sana nag WWE na lang sila para talagang big deal na it's a new playground, new environment and all that good stuff. All right, Orange Cassidy, he will defend his international championship against Roderick Strong. I think it is time for Orange Cassidy to rest once again.
I mean, this was made for Roddy to win. Kasi kung di pa siya manalo, ano pang silbi ng Undisputed Kingdom, diba? Ba't pa kayo nagsama-sama?
Para sama-sama maging talunan.
Yeah, the Undisputed Kingdom needs some momentum badly at this point.
Yeah.
Kasi they had that reveal and then after wala na. Like, they've been stuck on Rampage and Collision. Yeah, Roddy will win this title, and Orange can get some rest. You should get a vacation here.
All right, let's talk about the women. Our lone women's match dito sa Revolution.
It is
Timeless Toni Storm against Deonna Purrazzo. Why did you think there was a second women's match?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Actually, injured to Julia Hart. Jesus fucking Christ, right?
Oh man.
Yeah, injured to Julia Hart. I remember now. That sucks. Okay. I generally don't know. I genuinely do not know who is going to win this one. Because for one thing, the Timeless gimmick has kind of slowed down. But it's still entertaining. But I think it's done its job of reestablishing Toni Storm as the woman to beat. Anton is right. Neither woman feels like they should lose. But this is wrestling. Somebody has to win. I would legitimize yung pag-sign nila kay Deonna and give it to her, even though the chances are way bigger that Toni will keep the championship and then Mariah May will end up challenging her sometime down the line.
One of TK's faults when it comes to booking the women's division over the last 2 years is that he will debut someone new. Mm. He will go after a title and they will have them lose in their first title match. I'm seeing something here new with Deonna, because when they've been booking her really strongly ever since she debuted. So I think Deonna will win the title. I'll go with Deonna. Right.
Yeah.
Sabi ni Derv sa comments, what if Toni wins and she moves on to the CEO come big business?
Hirap eh. If you pit Timeless versus
Mercedes,
diba? Kakainin si Toni ng buhay.
Yep.
Si Deonna rin, kakainin ng buhay. Kahit sino yan, kakainin ng buhay.
Yeah, exactly. So might as well offer up Deonna.
Oh, God.
Yeah, make her a transitional champion, I guess.
how is that any better than what you described, Emil? Na someone debuts, gets a title shot, loses, and then gets forgotten.
She'll be champion.
Yeah, kasi yung sinasabi ni Emil na matatalo ka sa title shot mo, tapos wala ka na. At least ito, hindi yun, mananalo ka.
Kahit
you'll be in contention. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Okay. So yeah, that's the one women's match on the card. Moving on, we've got the three-way for the AEW World Championship, Hangman Adam Page versus Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland. I just got to say, I really enjoyed that segment earlier. Like, for about a split second, I was like, oh, wow, yeah. Adam Page is actually injured. Oh, he's kawawa. It's being like, oy, kupal. That was good. He pulled the Mark Henry here.
Yeah, that was really good.
When Swerve turned his back on Adam Page when he was talking to Samoa Joe, that's the moment that, okay, this is a Swerve. Hangman's going to attack him from behind. So I'm glad that Hangman is healthy and he's okay. He's going to be in this match. Because I don't think hindi pa talaga solid yung pagka-face turn ni Swerve for me. Hangman is needed for him to be fully babyface.
I don't know. It was pretty solid to me.
Exactly. Hangman needed to be that evil for people to finally root for Swerve. Finally. So I'm glad that this is still a three-way. And I will have Samoa Joe retain. Because these two will be so busy beating up each other, they will forget Samoa Joe. So Samoa Joe will win.
So patong... dapat walang matalo except for Hangman. Si Hangman lang pwedeng matalo dito. But, you know, there are two other guys here, so which one wins? So I want Swerve to win. It's his time. But I think he does need to, as Emil said, really, really cementing babyface turn niya. Even though it's kind of cemented by now because people, you know, want to cheer him. He's really, really over, but it's Samoa Joe. It's really tough to have Samoa Joe lose on paper. I'm sure they'll find a way to do that really well in execution, pero on paper, ang hirap patalunin si Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bite the bullet here and go with a Joe retention for one last time.
I want to give Joe his flowers because in that segment, while we were all marveling at how great Hangman was by being such a dick to Swerve, Samoa Joe had a great facial reaction. He was just like, oh, okay, go Hangman, do your thing, soften Swerve up. This is only good for me. So it was very much on brand for his character and I loved it. Nice subtle touch.
Yeah. That's why he's a champ.
Indeed. Yep. All right, the presumptive main event is Sting's final match. He and Darby Allin will be defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships against the EVPs, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
I just want to say that I just realized that the reason why the Revolution buildup has been so disjointed is because hindi pa rin malinaw kung alin talaga yung main event nila. Like, nothing felt like the main event. Like, it felt like the World Championship match was the main event. But also, sometimes it felt like this was the main event. But now...
I mean, they've obviously been building it as Sting's last match.
Yeah, now it is. Pero for a long time, it kind of wasn't, you know? Parang the past couple of weeks lang nila really finocus na it's going to be the title defense versus the EVPs, right? So maybe that's why it kind of felt disjointed to me. But now I get it. Yeah, now it's really this match. So at this point, why would you have the EVPs become the new age Mr. McMahons if they're not going to win? So that's the pick.
Yeah. I just want to say before I get to my prediction, seeing Sting go down from the rafters. So someone who didn't see that in WCW, I was smiling so much when I saw that. Sobrang bilis ng pag-descent ni Sting. that was a moment na hindi ko makakalimutan because I've never seen that when it happened when he did it before. So. And that was such a cool moment. It makes you think that the Bucks are going to win the titles at Revolution.
Yeah. Normally, I would think that maybe Tony Khan would want to send the people happy. But I think the fact that it Sting's last match, even if the Young Bucks win, but they'll gloat, then they'll leave the ring, and then Sting still gets to have his moment, then dun magsasara yung show, diba? So I think yun pa rin parang feel good moment na yeah. Sting gets to say goodbye and whatever.
I think it's gonna be a bonkers match. Seeing what
I'm sure
Sting
it's a tornado tag match.
Yeah, diba? Seeing what Sting has been able to pull off in the last few years of his career, diba? He's what, senior citizen, diba?
He's 64, so, dude. He's older than my dad.
So yeah,
I've been showing my dad yung mga pinagagagawa ni Sting, and I'm like, dude, he's older than you by like 7 months. And his only response is, putang inang yan.
Yeah, so it's gonna be
bonkers. Sabi ko, kaya mo tumalon? Sabi ko, kaya mo.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it should be. It should be. Shout out to the Young Bucks, to the Jackson brothers for saying, maybe we should implement a dress code around here. That line popped me.
Yeah, hold on. I know what they mean. I know.
Yes. If you know, you know. Sinabi rin ni Taz. I too had to follow that dress code.
We're throwing it back to the mid-2000s.
Yeah. To be fair, in the local scene, we tried to F with the dress code. After one show, we were like, screw it.
Hindi strict yun. It was just a suggestion from Billy Sway. I'll tell that story sometime.
Yeah. If you want to know, tweet nyo na lang kami. You can hit us up at Wrestling2XPod.
We'll explain it to Discord then.
Yeah, we can explain it to Discord for the patrons. So go sign up to be a patron so you can get the scoop on these exclusive stories. All right, let's get some plugs as we begin to wind down here. Emil, what do you have going on?
Lanaman, just follow the pod and all social media platforms. And I've been reviewing, I've been writing reviews for the AEW weekend shows. So for Collision and Rampage. So subscribe to our Patreon to see, or just go to our Patreon to see those reviews. And follow the pod on all social media platforms: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, everywhere.
All right. How about you, Ro?
All right, guys. It's less than a month before DexCon WrestleStorm March 23 and 24. 23 is a meet and greet at Unbox Green Hills, and 24 it's the show at Brawl Pit Bulusan. And guys, the card is so fucking stacked. I was surprised. You know, you've already got the Calamari Joking Kings, Masa Takanashi, and Chris Brooks going up against Oro Plata Mata. Then you have us, Gemini Kings, facing TZK for the WWE Tag Team Championships. Then you got visitors from all over, from Thailand. Got the Kappas. Got Shivam. Ang daming ganap. Like I'm super shocked. Please go check that out. Please go get tickets. Kung wala pa kayong tickets, it's at dexcon.helixpay.ph. dexcon.helixpay.ph. Guys, check that out. Sige, Stan, you promote Kasaysayan.
Yeah. Before Kasaysayan, for those who want to catch PBA, I'm calling the Northport versus NLEX game on the Smart live stream tomorrow. So that's the Smart Sports Facebook page. So go catch that if you like your local basketball. That's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And then MWF Kasaysayan is happening this April. I believe it's April 14, second Sunday of the month, at the UP Film Center, old stomping grounds namin ni Ro, sa UP Mascom. Go catch the tapings. It'll be a joint show between MWF and Kyushu Pro Wrestling, which is yung promotion ni Tajiri. So it's not just Tajiri, but a lot of his students / fellow wrestlers from Kyushu Pro. They'll be mixing it up with the MWF roster. So it should be a fun first set of tapings for the year 2024. Again, it's MWF Kasaysayan, and you can get your tickets on tickettome.net. So for all details, go to MWF's Facebook page. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for checking out this super-sized, super-stacked episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and all of the other producers at the Pod Network for all the work that they do behind the scenes. Go follow us everywhere at Wrestling Podcast or at Wrestling2XPod. And if you haven't yet, go hit that subscribe or follow button on Spotify. Sobrang laking tulong yan for us here on the podcast. I'm going to miss everybody for the next couple of weeks. I will see you after we finish the story. Until then, on behalf of Ro Moran and Emil Nate, as well as Chino Liao and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying this has been another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, don't be a dick, and, well, later, outcasts. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.